Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So self-help products that really have helped you, TJ and I, and well, even Hope, you said you've bought products to self-help and you never used it properly. It's still in a box. I came up with something to help you to correct your fatigue. Dr. Google helped me play therapist saying, give up caffeine. Too much coffee is too much. It's making you tired.
Which means I don't have to buy anything. I actually have to stop buying something, which is a bunch of caffeine.
And that's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling to me because I drink 4 to 6 cups a day, right, thinking it'll give me energy, but they're saying less. And on the Donut Slide text line, many of our B family of listeners say, we've given up caffeine and we feel better.
Man, I wonder if they got a whole bunch of headaches. Did it get worse before it got better?
I bet that. Detoxing with no caffeine? My goodness.
Did it get bad? Should I do it on like a break?
No, yeah.
Or a weekend?
Or at least on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of us want to deal with each other with no caffeine.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like you'd have to wean yourself off. Like however many cups you have normally, like take it one at a time, week by week. It's got to be a gradual, not cold turkey.
They say less caffeine and a CPAP.
My parents swear by their CPAPs.
Listen, you can't just go get a CPAP.
Yeah.
Because that was something a long time ago I tried to demand. I was like, look, I'm here for a CPAP. I hear it changes your life, right? Because I heard, I'm going to try it. I'm open to anything.
You've got to go for the sleep study.
Yeah. And they were like, your sleep study's inconclusive, so we can't just give you a CPAP. I was like, but I want one.
They're not over the counter?
But I want, no.
Oh.
No, you got to get a sleep test. Mm. You got to qualify for one.
All right.
At least that's what I hear.
How about you?
Unless
say
they're on Facebook used or something.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
I don't think that's what you want to do.
We're not going to encourage that.
Or you say, I need it for a Halloween costume. Maybe that's the way to get a CPAP.
I don't know.
We need self-help with all these self-help. Keith Urban with your B Morning Coffee Club. He's all about self-help to the fans that come see him. He says it changes their mood. They leave smiling, even the men.
I call them the reluctant boyfriends because I see them out in the crowd, less so now than early in my career.
Yeah.
Early in my career, I'd look out in the arena and I'd see all these guys with their arms folded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can tell they're like, she seems happy. And then I'd watch them slowly like look up like, wow. Then it would change completely and they'd walk out very, very different. But they always start the sort of reluctant guy who got dragged along to the concert.
Keith Urban, I've seen you and I was not a fan, but I was a bigger fan after I saw him. So I agree, most guys that get dragged, it's because of the women.
Right.
And
they're
then
like,
they walk.
Oh, Keith's going to sing love songs to me. You're going to come. I got 2 tickets. You might as well come with me.
The guys are there, like you said, arms folded. But then at the end, they're snapping their fingers. They're moving. They're dancing.
I could say the same thing about a Bills game. I've witnessed the same thing with women that have gone to a Bills game. And they start off kind of the same way. And you can tell the ones that might be there with like a boyfriend or it's like their first game. And then by the end, they're screaming, they're hollering, they're singing,
they're shouting.
Having a blast.
Yeah, they are having a good time. There you go. Keith Urban's like the Buffalo Bill. You have decluttered Hope by getting rid of all the clocks. And people came to your party, your Halloween party, they're like, you have no clocks.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a weird thing to not have any clocks other than on my kitchen appliances. But multiple people made comments about how my living room, like, there were no clocks in there. I was like, well, I can read the time on my phone. What do I need a clock for?
I have a lot of clocks. I think it's because I like the look of them, though. But it's not necessarily for the use, right? It's another thing I need to declutter. I got too many clocks. But I hate when I'm somewhere and I look at the wall. Like I just thought it was old school, but you're telling me young people are still looking at the walls looking for what time it is.
Yeah, at my gym, they don't have any clocks anywhere. And I'm like, do they just not want you to think about how long something's taking, how long you're there?
Yeah.
Casinos are the same way.
Oh, well,
casinos in Vegas.
It's by design.
Yeah. You don't want to know how long you've been in there. They want you to become lost in time.
Restaurants. I've been in restaurants where I'm like, what time is it? And I'm looking around at the walls. I'm like, they don't have a clock.
Because they don't want you judging how long your order's taking. I mean, think about it. So why don't you have clocks? Just because you have a smartphone? Or is there another deeper reason, Hope?
I'm just a cheapskate.
Oh.
I don't need a clock. I got one on my phone. Why am I going to buy a clock for?
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, saving money. All right. Does this bother you? You said you have them on your appliances, so your microwave and your oven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have them there, too. And when the time changes, which we are falling back this weekend.
Yes, we
are. So remember doing that before you go to bed Saturday night.
We get an extra hour of sleep.
Look out. That might help your fatigue. There you go.
Hopefully.
When I do it, we are precisely on time. I get my smartphone there, and it's smartphone, microwave quick, oven quick, right?
Oh, yeah.
When my wife does it, everything's off 2-3 minutes. Drives me bananas. Like when we just sprung forward.
Oh, yeah.
There's a 3-minute difference between the microwave and the oven. What is going? And then I look at my smartphone, and we're 4 minutes off. Oh, man, that gets me worked up. I got to have them all in sync.
That's so bizarre, because Steve is the same way. And he'll set them, but he sets the clocks. He changes the time too soon. He's too soon. Guaranteed, Saturday afternoon, my clocks are going to be set.
And that'll throw you off,
fall behind.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, what? What? He'll go into my car. I don't even know where he found my keys. He'll go into my car and change the time. It's like, well, I didn't want to miss it. I'm like, well, you got it.
Oh, man.
You caught it, because now we're like a day ahead of the time change.
Are we alone? Do you have that clockmeister person in your family that always wants
to... Stop touching it!
Yes.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.